Lebanese police and army troops closed key Beirut thoroughfares amid ramped-up security as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met briefly with a number of top Lebanese political and religious figures. Lebanese leaders appeared both excited and pleased by Secretary Rice's surprise visit as anti-Syrian forces attempt to consolidate the country's independence following last year's revolution. Ms. Rice told journalists that the main objective of her visit was to express solidarity with the Lebanese government and its people as they try to recover their sovereignty after last year's pullout of Syrian troops.
It is also a time to reiterate and to affirm the firm support of the United States of America for the Lebanese people as they work to have a fully sovereign and democratic Lebanon that can be a prosperous Lebanon for all of Lebanon's people without regard to background or ethnicity or religion.
Secretary Rice also underscored America's hope that Lebanon's neighbors, especially Syria, would not interfere in its internal politics.
We continue to look to the day when Lebanon is truly free also of interference and intimidation from its neighbor, and also a Lebanon that is prosperous and free and at peace among its communities and at peace with its neighbors.
The Secretary of State made a key visit to Lebanon's influential Maronite Christian patriarch, Mar Nasrallah Boutros Sfer, north of Beirut, before returning to the capital to meet Prime Minister Fuad Senyura and opposition leaders Saad Hariri and Walid Jumblatt. Secretary Rice refused to take a position in the current battle to oust Lebanon's pro-Syrian president Emil Lahoud, but did say that she thought the Lebanese people wanted to look to the future and not to the past. She also warned Syria that it must cooperate fully with the United Nations Committee probing last year's bombing, which killed former Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. The killing of Hariri last year was followed by a wave of explosions and assassinations. Opponents of Syria accused Damascus of responsibility in the ongoing campaign to destabilize Lebanon. Syria withdrew its troops from Lebanon after occupying the country for nearly three decades, but it is still accused by many of interfering in Lebanese politics. Ms. Rice has already visited Egypt and Saudi Arabia as part of her tour of the Middle East. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.